We're doing Jewish history, and we're in the middle of the year 2016, and the Yishmaelim, the Yishmaelites, have taken Yosef, and they're walking by his mother's grave, the tomb of Rachel, and he throws himself on the grave, and he weeps, and he says, "Mama, Mama, look at what's happening to me," and he's weeping bitterly, and he pours his heart out until he can't say another word and he is silenced. And then he hears a voice coming out from the ground. And he hears an embittered voice weeping, begging, my son Yosef, I heard your voice crying. I heard you yelling. I saw you weeping. I saw your tears. I know you're suffering. My son, I know you're suffering. And it hurts me. I hurt over you. And as much as I was suffering before, I suffer even more when I know how you're suffering. Now, son, wait for Hashem. Keep hoping for Him. Don't fear, because Hashem is with you. He will save you from all danger. Get up, my son. Go to Egypt and fear not. And she kept telling him things like this until she fell silent. And Yosef wondered. And he continued weeping. And then one of the Yishmaelim got upset and he chased him away from there and he hit him and cursed him. And then Yosef said to them, "Let me find favor in your eyes. If you guys bring me back to my dad, he will make you guys super wealthy." And the Yishmaelim said to him, "You slave, where's your father? You think you know who your father is? If you had a father, you wouldn't have been sold into slavery. They sold you for such a cheap rate. Can't be you have a father." And they got upset at him and they continued torturing him and he wept bitterly. And Hashem saw his suffering and Hashem punished them. And things went dark over them and they saw lightning, thunder and an earthquake. And they got very scared. And the animals and the camels, they couldn't continue going. So they said, "Let's settle down." They said, "What's going on here? Why is there such a tremendous storm brewing here? Thunder, lightning, earthquakes. What do we do? Why are we suddenly stuck in the storm?" And one of them said, "Maybe because of that slave. Maybe that's why it's happening to us. Maybe we should ask him for forgiveness." And they went to Yosef and they said, "Please forgive us for the way we behaved to you." He forgave them and he prayed on their behalf. And Hashem heard his prayer and things calmed down. The winds settled. The cattle got up and continued traveling and they said, "Ah, now we know that everything that happened is because of him. So now, why should we suffer if we have such a slave in our midst? So anytime we treat him badly, we'll suffer. We can't do this. What should we do with this slave?" So one of them said, "Why don't we bring him back and get our money back for him?" And the other one said, "That's a good idea, but that's a long journey back." So then a third one said, "You know what, we're coming to Mitzrayim today. Let's sell him there and we'll get good money for him. He's a good looking boy." Now we have to understand that Yosef had served his grandfather Yitzchak for 9 years before this whole story transpired. He learned not only by his father Yaakov, but even by grandfather Yitzchak. And at the same time that all this is brewing out there, so what's happening back with the brothers? The brothers have remorse. They regret selling Yosef. So they set up a search party and they start looking for the Midianites and they say, "Let's buy him back. We made a mistake." Reuven comes back to the pit. Remember, Reuven wasn't there when they sold him. And he comes to the pit and he calls out, "Yosef, Yosef." There's no answer. He thinks to himself, maybe Yosef was bitten by a snake. Maybe he died. Reuven himself climbs into the pit and he can't find Yosef. He tears his clothing. He comes back to the brothers. And he finds them all upset. They're upset that they sold Yosef. Reuven says, you know, Yosef's not in the pit. What are we going to tell Dad? And then the brothers tell him what happened. And they said, you know, we regret having sold him. And Reuven said, what's wrong with you guys? You're going to destroy Dad. You know what Abba's going to be like? He's going to die in sorrow. And then the brothers took on a vow that they wouldn't tell Yaakov. And they said, whoever tells Yaakov or tells anyone else, so we will all get together and kill him. No one tells the secret. And anyone who does will be killed by us. Now, once they made such a pact, everyone was scared. Everyone was scared of the other brothers. They sat down to figure out, what should we do? What should we tell Dad? Yisachar said, take Yosef's garment, let's tear it, and slaughter a goat. We'll dip his garment in the blood, and we'll say, hey Dad, this is what we found. He must have been killed by a wild animal. So they did that. They tear up the coat, they tear up his beautiful garment, and they dip it in blood, and they send it in the hands of Naphtali. And when Yaakov sees the garment, he throws himself to the ground and falls silent. He gets up and lets out such a cry. He says, that's my son Yosef's garment. He sends a servant to send word to his sons, and they all come back, and their clothing are torn, and they put dirt on their head, and they come back weeping, and they find their father weeping. His clothing are torn, he's wearing sackcloth, and he starts eulogizing, he makes a mass eulogy for Yosef, and he weeps, and he says, oh Yosef, I'm so sorry over you, my son Yosef. You were so sweet to me throughout your life. How bitter is your death. I wish I were dead instead of you, my son Yosef. Where are you? Where's your soul? Arise from your place. Come and see how I'm suffering over you, my son. Come, count my tears, because take my tears before Hashem and let He stop being upset with me. How could Hashem put this on me? Obviously Hashem is very upset with me. My son Yosef, how is it that you fell from the day the world was created till today? No animal dared kill a person. People were killed by enemies. But if you died like this, it must be that I did so many sins. That's why you died like this. Get up, Yosef. Look at how embittered I am over your suffering, my son. I didn't finish raising you. I didn't finish taking care of you. I didn't put the soul I wanted within you. The one who created you is God. He's the one that gave you bones. He's the one that gave you flesh. He's the one that gave you life. He's the one that gave you to me. And He's the one that took you from me. And if this is what God decided to do, it must be good. And he continues weeping and crying, and he throws himself to the ground in silence. And Yaakov's sons start regretting what they did. And they're all weeping. And Yehuda goes over to his dad and lifts him from the ground and wipes away his father's tears as he, Yehuda, weeps bitterly. And he holds his father on his lap, he puts his head on his lap, and his father is silent. Yaakov's sons all raised their voice and wept bitterly. They surrounded him to try and comfort him, and he refused. They made a great eulogy, and they all start speaking about how great Yosef was. They start speaking about how terrible their father's suffering. And Yitzchak hears about it, and he starts weeping, and the whole house goes into mourning. And he leaves Hebron with his men to come and comfort Yaakov. And Yaakov refuses to be comforted. Yaakov gets up and he tells his sons, take your swords, take your bows and arrows, let's go out into the fields, maybe we'll find the body of Yosef to bury. Look throughout the wild animals, whatever animal you find first, bring before me. Maybe Hashem will see how I'm suffering and he will make it that the first animal you encounter will be that animal that devoured my son, and then at least I'll take revenge from that animal. Yaakov was yelling and weeping, clapping his hands, and the sons take up their arms and they go out to the desert. And a wolf comes towards them. They capture the wolf. They bring him to Yaakov. Yaakov yells out with a bitter heart. He looks at the wolf and says, "How'd you eat my son Yosef? How weren't you scared of the God of the land? How could you make my son Yosef suffer? What'd you eat him for nothing? What did he do? My son Yosef did nothing wrong." And God makes a miracle. And the wolf starts talking and says, "I swear by God that created me, and I swear by your life, my master, I didn't see your son. I came from a faraway land to look for my own son. Because what you think happened to your son, what happened to your son, the same thing happened to my son. It's been 10 days that I've come here looking for my son who left me, and I don't know if he's dead or alive. I came out through the field to look for my son, and your sons saw me and they captured me and they made me suffer worse than I was suffering until now. Now, son of man, I'm in your hands. Do whatever's fit in your eyes. But today, I swear by Hashem, I did not see your son. I did not devour your son. Throughout my life, I never consumed a human." When Yaakov heard this, he was shocked. He let the animal go, and the animal went its way. Now, back to Yosef out in Egypt. The Ishmaelim that bought Yosef, when they came to Egypt, they met four people, Avram's sons, from Avram's son Midan. And the Ishmaelim asked them, "Do you want to buy this slave?" And they purchased him for 5 coins, and the Midianim continued going to Egypt that day. The Midianim said, the Midanim, now the Midanim, remember one of Avram's sons was Midan. So the Midanim purchased Yosef. So the Midianim said, "Hey, we heard that Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's eunuchs, he wants a good servant. Let's go sell him to him." So they come to Potiphar and they said, "We heard you're looking for a good servant to serve you. Here, we have a great servant just the way you want." Potiphar says, "Bring him, fetch him here, I want to see him." They bring Yosef and Potiphar says, "Tell me how much money you want for him." So they say, "We want 4 silver coins. Potiphar says, I'll pay it. But I want to know who sold him to you. I want to make sure that he's really a slave. I want to ensure that maybe he's a free man because he looks too good to be a slave. He's too beautiful to be a slave." So they go and they fetch the Ishmaelim and they come and testify, "Sure, he's a slave. We sold him to him." So the Midanim sell him to Potiphar. Potiphar brings him home. And Potiphar starts prospering. Yes, just a second, he was waiting.